But well, did I say to Norman Southern, we've got no money, we'd love to buy, I mean...
Well, they do say that we've got no money, but when you're selling the likes of Alan Shearer for, you know, £3 million plus, and, you know, you're buying the likes of David Speedy and Kerry Dixon, okay, they were good players with the clubs that they've been in, but yeah, they can't seem to hit the form here because they're not getting the service. I mean, Shearer was the same. I mean, he is a damn good player, but he couldn't get the service up front for Southampton, and look how good he's doing at Blackburn.
Yeah, I think that also you go for a trough when you do sell a leading player and you see how well they start doing. I mean, look at the Liverpool situation, but I think that also adds to it. You mean you're saying that should have been us. There's always that strand of logic that suggests that you should have had those two goals that the next player scored today, and I think that does lead you to go again, the manager. Do you think he's got much longer there?
I can't honestly see it, because the general consensus on the terrace is that he keeps picking the same team. We've got a left-back, Francis Benali,
who's
standing in at the moment for Mickey Adams. Well, most fans on the terraces rate Mickey Adams quite highly,
yeah,
myself included. This Francis Benali, he's caused us quite a few problems in the past.
He's never good.
Basically, no, he's
not good. Mate. Tell him he's no good.
He gave away the penalty today. He caused the penalty today.
Mm.
But the fans can see that this nipper's no good.
Mm.
The fans don't particularly like the manager. Well, I mean, none of them really do like the manager.
What's he saying in the programme? We'll have to let this happen in a second. But what's he saying in the programme then?
Well, he's just saying that we've got to stick with the team. It's no point barracking the team because that only takes away confidence. And,
you know, I hate that when they say that. As if you're going to stand there like Boy Scouts. Keep saying, play up.
That's right. Whatever happens.
Well, I mean, the greatest lie football supporters ever seen, in some ways, is we'll support you ever more.
Well, that's
because,
right.
Yeah, yes, you will, sadly, but that doesn't mean that you have this kind of suicidal mentality whereby whoever's in a red shirt, we like you. Oh, you're our manager, you're one of us. No. It's not the same thing at all.
Well, the thing is, when you're paying £7-8 a ticket for a game, and you don't mind if your team loses, if you've played a damn good game of football, you've given it your all.
Wrong with that, but anyway, but I know exactly what you mean.
But
all right, so in a nutshell, the message to Southampton is...
Get rid of the manager, and just keep hanging in there with some new players, because we will get better. We've got a better manager that plays a different style of football, and that's more positive up front.
And you're not just some little clerk. You think that's throughout all the supporters?
The general consensus of opinion throughout most of the fans that I've stood with on the terraces over the years, well, over the two seasons that Bramford's been there.
No problem.